In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Daryl Ernest, Deputy Administrator of the Cotton Program for USDA AMS. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Module averaging is a program we've been doing since 1991. And basically what we do is we take the individual measurements that we make on the instrument when we class cotton for four of the factors, micronair, length, length uniformity, and strength. As we take the measurements for each of those for a module, when we're completely finished with the module, we average all of the measurements up for all of the bales, and then we assign that measurement back to each of the bales within that module.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've been looking at the data since 1992. In virtually every case we've looked at for 16 years, the data accuracy is better, more advanced for module averaging than it is for single bale testing. The single bale testing is still a very accurate measurement. We still do that for every bale that's classed in the United States. But when you look at the statistics on the accuracy of the module average versus the single bale test, it's pronounced better. And so that, in essence, gives a more accurate classification for each bale through the module averaging.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's probably more beneficial to them if they sign up prior to the season, coordinate it with their ginner so that the ginner knows for all of that person's cotton that's coming in, they want it module averaged. But in essence, our system is set up to where they can start and stop anytime they want to, and they can module average as little or as much cotton as they want to. What we encourage them to do is to try it if they've never done it before on a trial basis and do it for long enough period so they can get some data to look at. And we really feel once they see the benefits, they'll stick with it and continue to do it over time.